and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Rena Roy. Flying somewhere today? You better check first. FlightAware reporting more than 1,100 canceled flights and more than 3,600 delays. The big problem is severe storms along the East Coast into New England. A 5 p.m. deadline is looming in former President Trump's January 6th case. His lawyers must respond by then to special counsel Jack Smith's request for a protective order. That's in addition to other items of business.
The judge is already pushing to get a trial date. She's given the special counsel's office until this coming Thursday, August 10th, to come up with a date. And she's calling on Trump's defense team to give their own date within a week.
ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas. A judge in Minneapolis has sentenced former police officer Tu Tao to almost 5 years in state prison for failing to prevent the death of George Floyd. That's in addition to the federal time Tao's already serving for violating Floyd's civil rights. Floyd dying under the knee of former officer Derek Chauvin in 2020. This is ABC News. In Montgomery, Alabama, charges are pending following a massive fight. The violent, racially charged brawl breaking out on a riverfront dock Friday. Cell phone video of the fracas going viral. Cal Fire mourning a division chief, a captain, and a contract pilot. They died when two firefighting helicopters collided while fighting a blaze in Riverside County Sunday. Their chopper crashed, killing all three. An acclaimed director has died.
Director William Friedkin hit it big in the early 70s, first with The French Connection.
All right, Popeye's here. Get your hands on your heads.
That won him a Best Director Oscar in 1972, and he followed that up with The Exorcist.
The power of Christ compels you.
That scored him another Oscar nomination. The films would go on to become two of the most influential of all time. They would also mark the peak of his commercial success, but he worked up until the end. His upcoming film, The Caine Mutiny Court Martial, will premiere at the Venice Film Festival, which starts later this month. William Friedkin was 87. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Rena Roy, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. This morning, hearings begin as a Chippewa County judge will decide whether the lone suspect in last year's murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters will be tried as an adult or if the case will be moved to juvenile court. A 15-year-old boy is charged with homicide, which carries a mandatory life sentence if he's convicted, as well as two counts of sexual assault. Judge Stephen Gibbs ruled last month that autopsy photos and videos would be sealed, but did not decide whether prosecutors would be limited only to information in the criminal complaint filed with the charges. Peters was found dead in the woods near her home on April 25, 2022. Hearings are scheduled to go into next week in the case. The bodies of two people were recovered in Barron County by officials after a man's body was seen in the water near a running pontoon Friday afternoon in Pekegama Lake near Chetek. The sheriff's office said the bodies of 59-year-old Scott Brumman of Chippewa Falls and 59-year-old Doug Robinson of Chetek were found about 5 hours apart. The Wisconsin DNR is investigating. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Alice. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original Cream Puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm.
built for real life.
An investment that can pay for itself. Your system can pay back 100% of the installation cost in as little as 8 years. Plus, a system from All Energy Solar can pay back over 300% of its cost over its lifetime. There's also many tax incentives and rebates available, and the experts at All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process to make sure you're saving as much as possible. So go green, both financially and environmentally, with All Energy Solar. Get a free, no-obligation assessment from All Energy Solar by calling 800-620-3370 or visiting allenergysolar.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Sunshine today with a high of 85, then tonight partly cloudy with a low of 63. Scotch Your Mama's Hot Barbecue offers a huge taste of selections like baby back ribs and pulled pork sandwiches out of a little place. Scotch Your Mama's is located just a block west of I-35W off of West Diamond Lake Road in South Minneapolis. Visit their website at scotchyourmamas.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. This is the Matt McNeil Show. And I'm Todd Mickelson, sitting in for Matt McNeil, who's, I don't know what Matt's, do we know? We never know, do we, Patrick?
Last I heard, he was on some kind of Amazon adventure.
Ah. You mean just like in... that he bought from Amazon or in the Amazon?
I'll leave that in the minds of the listeners.
Oh, okay. Say, I see you have a Twins cap on. What do you think of the new graphics?
You know, they've actually grown on me quite a bit because when the one I have, obviously, if you're listening, you can't see me. It's the new M logo with the North Star, and which is still a very polarizing logo among the Twins fan base, but it's really, really grown on me over the last few months since it was introduced.
Yeah, I think it's better than the old one. It's just that, you know, I'm not really a sports fan, so I don't really care. But the old one, you know, TC, didn't really make sense unless you lived in Minnesota and knew that it was stood for Twin Cities.
Yeah, so. And they still have the TC logo as their home cap, but... the thing that I think is cool, and this is just a theory about the M cap, is I believe it's an homage to the Washington Senators because they used to have a block W logo before they moved to Minnesota. So I honestly, right. I can't confirm it, but I think it's an homage to that history of the franchise.
Right, yeah. And I always liked the North Star, and I thought it was, again, because I don't care. I actually like to watch hockey, but... I don't care about professional sports and logos and jerseys and all that stuff. I thought it was hilarious when the Minnesota North Stars moved to Texas. Because Texas is the, you know, pretty much the most southern state. And they were called the North Stars. And their logo was an N. It pointed to a star. So, I guess I don't know what they did with the... I know they just changed the name to the Stars, but I don't know what the logo is even. So I don't know why I'm talking about this. I obviously don't know what I'm talking about. And actually, I thought it was sad when the North Stars moved to Texas. I just thought it was funny that they were named the North Stars and they moved to the southernmost state. But I used to be a North Star fan when I was a kid. Like, my brother won... he got to go skating with J.P. Parisi because we went to Mr. Steak, and Mr. Steak had a drawing where you did a drawing, and the winners, there was a handful of them, like five kids could skate with one of the kind of the popular stars on the North Stars. And J.P. Parisi was always our favorite guy in our family, so he got to skate with J.P. Parisi. This is, I'm realizing, a really boring conversation. Are we on the air already?
I might be getting some phone calls saying, why are you off air?
Yeah. Say, this is, I tripped over this story, and I didn't know about this particular piece of Minnesota legislation. I'm reading from the Minnesota Reformer. One of our favorites, journalistic sources. Minnesota is 1 month into a daunting task, creating a new 1,000-employee state agency centered on the well-being of children and families. The legislature this year created the Department of Children, Youth, and Families, which will oversee a number of children-focused state programs that have resided in our agencies, including the Departments of Human Services, Education, and Health and Public Safety. The goal, said Tiki Brown, DHS Assistant Commissioner of Children and Family Services, is to deepen the alignment and coordination to better improve our services. Those services, including child support, child care, juvenile justice initiatives, and licensing for foster care and child care centers, are some of the most important and most challenging for state government. But the payoff can be great. Research shows that adverse childhood experiences like violence in the home, neglect, abuse, addiction, an imprisoned parent are at the root of many of the social ills the government must confront when those people become adults. The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that ACEs can increase the risk of injury, sexually transmitted infections, maternal and child health problems, including teen pregnancy and pregnancy complications and fatal death, and also in involvement in sex trafficking and a wide range of chronic diseases and leading causes of death such as cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and suicide. Nationally, 17% of adults report experiencing at least four of these types of traumatic childhood experiences. Minnesota ranked fifth in a recent national study among the 50 states and D.C. for child well-being. And the child poverty rate here is one of the best in the nation, just shy of 11%. The highest child poverty rate in the nation is, of course, in Mississippi. 28% childhood poverty in Mississippi. Of course, a red state. Minnesota, where the Republicans, especially the Republican elected officials in the legislature, are basically blaming Democrats for being pedophiles, but Minnesota ranks fifth in for child well-being, and it's ran by the DFL exclusively right now. This relatively healthy atmosphere is excluding many Minnesota children, however. The North Star State, oh, there it is, North Star State. That's why I was talking about sports. I had a grand plan. I was going to tie this in, see? The North Star State. No, that's not true. I just tripped over it, and it's a total coinkydink. Anyway, the North Star State has a long history of racial disparities, which are some of the worst in the nation in categories like income, home ownership, health, and education. The legislature and Governor Tim Walz hope the new Department of Children, Youth, and Families will be an upstream solution to these issues that will finally make Minnesota a healthy place for all children, not just most of them. It goes on. It's actually a really interesting article. It's got a lot of details. And, of course, it includes Republicans earlier this year were critical of the new agency, arguing that implementation would be nearly impossible and questioned whether it was necessary for Minnesota. Same ones who, of course, they just focus on the disparities with children in Minnesota. And although this agency shows a lot of promise that it can fix a lot of these disparities, they're still complaining. Their biggest crybaby, Representative Walter Hudson, he in March said the new agency would shift attention away from children and instead toward the government. What we're doing here is we're replacing love and intimacy with ideology and bureaucracy. He comes up with kind of weird, cringy. We're replacing love and intimacy? We're talking about kids who experience, you know, violence at home. That's not love and intimacy. Ugh. This guy, even though I don't follow him on Twitter, if I go to the For You thing on Twitter, it always, the first tweet is from Walter Hudson, the biggest crybaby in Minnesota, the likes of which we've never seen. Anyway, I'm not going to stay on this article because it has a lot of detail. I would urge you to go to the Minnesota Reformer and look for it. It's entitled Minnesota Begins Building New Children-Focused Agency, written by Michelle Griffith, who digs in deep whenever she writes anything for the Minnesota Reformer. So, but I thought that was a really super interesting thing that it just goes to show how now that the DFL is in charge, they're really listening to Minnesotans and coming up with, I think, some really creative and good ideas on how to help. The Department of Health and Human Services was having trouble with all of this stuff, you know, giving all these kind of adequate services. They were having trouble getting enough licenses out for childcare, you know, new childcare places that want to open up. They would have to wait to get a license. We need them. We need more childcare. So, and talking about red and blue states, by the way, Texas right now, another red state, the rate Texans pay for energy has skyrocketed in recent days as hotter than usual temperatures cause demand for electricity to soaring across the state. Texans are paying about $275 per megawatt hour for power on Saturday. Then the cost rose more than 800% to a whopping $2,500 per megawatt hour on Sunday in one day. Demand for electricity hit a record-setting 83,500 megawatts on August 1st. The energy provider said that the energy provider, of course, is a private company. And Texas wanted to have its own grid run by itself. And they are now famous for breaking down constantly and being extremely expensive. So what ends up happening in the red state of Texas because they can't keep their electricity on? The federal government comes in. Dark Brandon has to come in. Texas gets $60 million in federal funds to strengthen power. Lawmakers scramble to make sure more natural gas power plants are built for the Texas grid. Has solar power helped out the Texas power grid this summer? Let's click on that. Now, let's see what it says there. With a long stretch of triple-digit heat in the forecast, a lot of North Texans will have their minds on the power grid, questioning whether it will hold up this summer. CBS News Texas recently received a viewer question about solar power's contribution to the grid. So we looked into the numbers and took the question to an energy expert. On Tuesday, solar energy production on ERCOT, that's the name of the company that provides, that has the electric grid in Texas. Their grid peaked at 2 p.m. at the blah, blah, blah. Okay. Blah, blah. Solar made up 15.5% of demand. Energy economist Ed Herz said that while that may not seem like a lot, every bit of energy counts on days where temperatures reach triple digits. Every incremental addition to the portfolio of power plants on the Texas grid has been helping, especially as we're hitting peak demand already this summer, and that was in June. This article is from June. Solar power generation in Texas has increased significantly over the past few years. For all of 2020, ERCOT data shows solar power accounted for just 2% of their energy. In 2021, went up to 4%. 2022 was 6%. So, yeah, they're building solar in Texas, even though they talk like they hate solar. what ended up happening because of this really hot weather going on is the Biden administration. Oh, and another thing Texas did, their Greg Abbott, their horrible, you know, but I try and I try and not talk bad about human beings, but Greg Abbott is not a human being. He's a ghoul. So I can talk bad about him. He got rid of a law that made it mandatory for outdoor workers, like construction workers, you know, a lot of state workers and stuff, people working on roads and things like that. It was mandatory for them to, I don't know, have a water break every, I don't know exactly what the numbers, every few minutes or every 15 minutes or something. I don't know. But it was mandatory to have them take a break and get some water and, you know, keep hydrated and get out of the heat for a little bit. And Greg Abbott made sure that that law went away because he's a ghoul. He's not a human being. He ain't a human being. He's a ghoul. So the Biden administration, I saw it in the article here, I kind of remembered the details enough, is that the Biden administration declared a some sort of like weather emergency. And so now the workers can get water again. So Texans, actual humans who live in Texas, are very happy for the Biden administration doing that so that they can stay alive. I mean, people have died. The mayor of San Antonio was on a video connected with this, and I heard him say that, I think it was last summer, a guy died, and a lot of other people had to go to the hospital. Greg Abbott doesn't care about that, though, because he's a ghoul. So, yeah. Well, tons to talk about today, both things that are going on. I mean, we're looking at the possibility of Fani Willis indicting Trump. It's looking like that might not happen this week anymore. Still might happen this week, but probably not today or tomorrow. But it could happen at any moment. So just a lot of interesting things going on. I also want to talk about my congressman, Dean Phillips. He was on TV this Sunday talking about some things that I think are very important that we need to talk about here on the radio. Let's take a break and come back. You're listening to AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. We'll be right back.
The place for summer fun is the Park Tavern. Live music is taking over the Park Tavern's dog-friendly patio this summer. Head over on Tuesday, August 8th for Tom Hunter. Wednesday, August 9th, it's Small Town Radio. And on Thursday, August 10th, it's Jenna Graves. Music runs from 5:30 to 8 p.m. and reservations for groups of 8 or more are recommended. And the Park Tavern offers private and semi-private spaces for small and large groups with no room fees and no minimum spending requirements. On Louisiana Avenue north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, get your summer groove on at the Park Tavern.
Tune in this Saturday morning right here on AM 950 for the Gardening with Joe and Holly radio show from 7 to 8 a.m. We'll be discussing what you need to do to your lawn to get it ready for fall and winter this year, as well as the history of ketchup. Our guest is horticulturist and homestead educator Erica Nolan, and we'll answer your garden questions. That's all this Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. right here on AM 950. Tell a friend and let's grow together.
Hey, it's Patrick for Zero Res. Believe it or not, barely a month from now, the kids will be back in school. So while you're getting some fresh looks for your kids before they head back, make sure to get a fresh look for your home, too, with my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Carpets, tile, rugs, upholstery, basically every surface in your home can be Zero Resified, so it's time to call the cleaning pros at Zero Res. It's also the height of the summer allergy season, so it's the perfect time to get your air ducts cleaned. Get that nasty pollen and dust that's been swirling through your air conditioner out of your home. This month from Zero Res, get 3 rooms of carpet clean starting at just $129 and take $75 off an air duct cleaning. You owe it to yourself, your kids, and your home to get the fall off to a good start. Call Zero Res today, 952-ZERO-RES, or schedule an appointment at ZeroResMinnesota.com. Zero Res, backward or forward, spells the same.
End-of-life decisions are not easy to make. Hi, I'm Mary T. of Mary T. Hospice Care. It's important to make sure that this difficult time is meaningful and comforting to you and your loved ones. Our hospice team provides an individualized program of physical, emotional, spiritual, and practical care so your loved one is comfortable and not in pain. At Mary T. Hospice, we understand that choosing the right hospice care provider can be overwhelming, but we're here to assist you. Learn more today at MaryTInc.com.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, Todd Mikkelsen sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. Another, the chaos over in Trump world. Donald Trump blared Sunday morning that his legal team would be immediately asking for a recusal of District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan from his latest criminal case. Proclaiming very powerful grounds for that demand. But of course, he didn't say what the powerful grounds were or are. So just to keep it straight to you, District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan is the judge overseeing this newest, January 6th, not conviction yet, soon. what is it called? Why do the words leave me right when I need to use them? Indictment. Yeah, there it comes back to me. As long as I did everything right and they indicted me. Anyway, so Trump says they're going to immediately ask for Judge Tanya Chutkan to be recused from the case, because they have very powerful grounds for the demand. Hours later, his newest attorney, John Lauro, would publicly walk back that plan, saying Trump was speaking with a layman's political sense and reacting primarily because Chutkan was nominated by the bench by a Democrat. But she was confirmed 95-0 by the Senate in 2014. Barack Obama, of course, is the one who nominated her, but all of the Republicans voted in favor of her, except it looks like maybe five who just didn't vote, but still 95-0. So Republicans can't really complain about her. It would be absolutely hypocritical. Of course, do you think that's going to stop them from complaining about her? Anyway, Lauro said on a podcast, "We haven't made a final decision on that issue at all. I think as lawyers, we have to be very careful of those issues and handle them with the utmost delicacy." Right. That's what Trump's going to do. On just this morning, Trump was again hammering on the recusal issue, calling Chutkan a judge of Special Counsel Jack Smith's dreams. Judge of his dreams, who must be recused. The back and forth on public airwaves and social media underscores the familiar tension between Trump and his legal team, which has been rocked by infighting, departures, and conflicting advice in recent months. All of it, however, is secondary to Trump's own whims and instincts, which have served him politically. But, well, I don't know if you can say that anymore. A lot of losing, whole lot of losing going on. But they're grading against the rules and norms of behavior for those charged with serious federal crimes. Lauro, the lawyer, the newest member of Trump's team, is working with attorney Todd Blanche in the latest criminal case, charges that Trump conspired to derail the transfer of power to Joe Biden after the 2020 election. But already, Trump has tested Lauro's public advice in a few ways, primarily by talking about the case at all, and often in incendiary ways. I think it's a bit different than our standard case, where we would pull our hair out if a client commented on a prosecutor or a judge, Lauro said on a podcast. He feels strongly that he needs to speak out, and he also, in particular, looks at this prosecution as a political prosecution. I think in his mind, it's sort of fair game for a political perspective to make these comments. I have a responsibility, certainly, as an officer of the court, to conduct the proceedings in a dignified manner, and I will do that at all times. except for when I'm on TV, he should have added at the end of that sentence. To the extent that I can make any appropriate suggestions to a client, I do. But as we know, sometimes clients follow our suggestions, sometimes they don't. Trump is never going to, of course. So, yeah, that's from a Politico article. And it's not a surprise whatsoever. It's not just Trump that's going and burying their defense, completely ruining. He's doing this with all of the different indictments, all of the different charges. He's just burying. Progressive Voice of Minnesota, Todd Mickelson, sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to embark on a journey towards taking control of your health and well-being? I'm Candy Broffel, host of Green Tea Conversations. Join me every Sunday at 10 a.m. as I sit down with the local experts who are bridging the gap between mainstream medicine and complementary therapies. Each week, we explore topics in integrative medicine, nutrition, fitness, creative expression, personal growth, and sustainable living. So grab a cup of tea and join the conversation as we awaken to natural health. Visit us at naturaltwincities.com.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. We know dental anxiety and dental phobia are real. We'll take the time to get to know you and give you what you need to be comfortable at all times. We offer free nitrous oxide laughing gas and have high-tech options to help you feel calm and relaxed during your appointments. We'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
This is Chad, owner of AM950. I've been going to Shamblot Family Dentistry for years. They get me in last minute when I'm in pain and make regular checkups easy and comfortable.
Shamblot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at shamblotfamilydentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Sunshine today with a high of 85, then tonight partly cloudy with a low of 63. Scotch Your Mama's Hot Barbecue offers a huge taste of selections like baby back ribs and pulled pork sandwiches out of a little place. Scotch Your Mama's is located just a block west of I-35W off of West Diamond Lake Road in South Minneapolis. Visit their website at scotchyourmamas.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. Another reminder of how long things take to pan out. Just today, former Minneapolis police officer Tao Theo, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, was sentenced to 4¾ years in prison for aiding and abetting manslaughter in the 2020 killing of George Floyd, who, of course, was a Minneapolis black man whose neck was pinned to the ground by another officer's knee during a botched arrest, something that we all lived through for a long period of time. But then, after Dennis Chauvin was convicted, it kind of went out of the news. That was the ending everybody was waiting for. But it goes on. It's just when we're not watching it, you know. I mean, this took 3 years. Is that right? Yeah, 3 years. Back in Watergate times, the crimes that went on in 1972, a lot of the guys that committed some of those crimes didn't go to jail until 1977, 5 years. About almost 3 years after Nixon resigned. It's too bad Nixon didn't go to jail with them in 1977, because I think that the whole world would have been different, and I don't think we would be... I mean, we'd have nothing to complain about, so I shouldn't complain, right? No, I'm just kidding. All of the criming going on by Republicans cheating to get into the White House every time. That they have made it into the White House, because it's the only way they can get into the White House. But that's when we're watching everything. Now, yes, the DOJ, people are saying, you know, that it didn't go fast enough. But now, after Special Counsel Jack Smith was appointed, then things started moving extremely fast. But a lot because of the very intense investigations by the January 6th Select Committee in Congress. And, you know, they were doing very intense investigations for a couple years. At least a year and a half, at least 18 months before they started presenting it. And then Jack Smith has been doing more investigation. This is the most complicated case in the history of the country. It's just so wide-ranging, and there are so many people involved in it. And only a little bit of it is even going to get, seen, talked about in court. There's, again, the feces fire hose. There's just so many things that you could indict and convict Donald Trump on. Right now, he's only up for like 516 years, I think, total, if he gets guilty of all the, now we're up to 78 different charges. Something like that. The numbers are astronomical in both senses. But what if we talked about the fact that he knew how bad COVID was? There's audio tape of him talking to Bob Woodward saying, Bob, you don't know how bad this is. And it's just you catch it through the air and it ruins your lungs and you die. It kills you. You don't know how bad it is. And then he goes and tells the American people, only 15 people in the United States have it, and by next week it'll be zero. That's what he was doing. And we had 1.5 million people die. I'm not sure exactly what the number is up to. But can you imagine, again, close your eyes and imagine that it's the year 2015. If somebody came from the future and said, hey, I just came here from the year 2023, not far into the future, and I'm coming back to tell you something. In between 2020 and 2023, more than 1 million, almost 1.5 million Americans are going to die from a pandemic, a disease that's going to turn into a pandemic. And I'll tell you something else. The reason that that number is so high is because next year, Trump is going to win the election. I would have said, get out of here. Trump ain't going to win. Hillary will win and we'll keep the inspectors in China. China will turn out to be like SARS. I mean, COVID. It'll be contained because Hillary's going to win. What if we charged and tried him on that? I mean, just that audio tape to Bob Woodward and then videotape of him in the press room on the same day in the White House, you think 12 peers would find him guilty of dereliction of duty and not holding up his oath to try and protect America and the people who live in America? You know? Yeah, when you think about going back to that, and then you think about all there were convictions. Well, they weren't convicted because we couldn't bring them to court, but there was recommendations to arrest many, a lot of them were Russians, by the Mueller report. You know, Trump keeps saying the Mueller report came out and it said no collusion. That's a lie. That is a lie. It did not say no collusion. It said buttloads of collusion. Ding, ding, ding. Hey. But then Trump did what he's accusing Biden of doing. Used our DOJ, our Department of Justice, to just ignore the Mueller report. Our attorney general... He used our attorney general to lie and say there was nothing to see in the Mueller report. He should have at least been impeached, and he should have been tried for multiple crimes back then. And that's not because Biden is weaponizing the DOJ or the government. Biden is doing nothing of the sort. Biden is being very careful to not say a word about any of this stuff. And when asked about it, he said, I have not talked to the attorney general and I will not be talking to the attorney general. He does what he does. I do what I do. The DOJ is the people's DOJ. And the attorney general is the people's attorney general. And this attorney general appointed a special counsel to work for on behalf of the United States, the people of the United States. That's why this case is called United States versus Trump. And that special counsel orchestrated an investigation, used previous investigation information and put together a presentation for regular American citizens who were sitting on a grand jury. He said, hey, here's everything we found out in our investigations. Do you think there should be any indictments because of this information? You normal American people, do you think there should be any indictments because of this information? And every single one of those normal people, more than 12, I'm not an expert on how grand juries work, but they unanimously said yes, there should be multiple indictments on multiple people. That's how this works. Biden didn't do anything. Merrick Garland even didn't do anything on it, but appoint a special counsel. And he did that to further separate the powers, to get him to pick somebody who's not even within the DOJ, to do a completely separate thing, unchecked by the Attorney General, removing it many, many layers away from Joe Biden. That's how this works. And if somebody tries to tell you otherwise, this is what you tell them. All right? We all have to stick together and keep each other informed so we know how to argue against the crazy idiots who are saying stupidity like Joe Biden is prosecuting his political enemy. That's a lie. It's a lie. So we can't let the people lie. Those people lie. Let's take another break. You're listening to AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show. We'll be right back.
Hi, Matt McNeil for Rudy Luther Toyota. You've heard me talk about the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program. Now hear from someone who's actually done it, me. Our kid's car, the 2006 Toyota Sienna, served us well for 17 years, but it was finally time to say goodbye. The We Buy program is really simple. I gave them some basic information, we set up an appointment, and after a quick verification, they gave me an estimate and a check, and they made me a generous offer. It was that fast. See for yourself. Try the Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy program at RudyLutherToyota.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambliot from Chambliot Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call because we don't like to see anyone in pain. And we'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get.
Chambliot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at ChambliotFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Do yourself a favor and check out the amazing cuisine of EatLocalMinnesota.com. More than just a website, EatLocalMinnesota.com provides you with the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities. Specializing in Szechuan and Peking cuisine, the Great Wall Chinese Restaurant has been a local favorite since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include the sesame chicken, imperial beef, and Peking duck. The Great Wall Restaurant is located off 45th and France, with takeout available too. More at greatwallrestaurant.us.
The next time you're out in South Minneapolis, make Nightingale off 26th and Lindale your go-to dining option. It's a comfortable neighborhood restaurant that features a delicious menu of American classics, plus a wide drink and cocktail selection. Nightingale has dining room and bar seating available, plus takeout and delivery. Current hours are 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. daily with the full menu until midnight. More at nightingalempls.com.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, weekdays at 5 p.m. On our show, you'll hear about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. Weekly correspondents like Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake update us with the latest news from Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Listen weekdays at 5 p.m. or watch the show on Native Roots Radio's social media accounts. Ho-wah!
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting into the Matt McNeil Show and playing the drum machine with Patrick on the guitars in that song. That was a quick one. So another lie that people, especially Donald Trump, says is that in the E. Jean Carroll case, he was found to not have raped her. This is today was the second time, or maybe it was over the weekend. It was actually today. A judge ruled against Trump because Trump was trying to sue E. Jean Carroll and claim damages and say that E. Jean Carroll actually defamed him by saying that he raped her. Well, in the statement that the judge said today, this is the second time that he's saying this, essentially. The only issue on which the jury did not find in Mrs. Carroll's favor was whether she proved that Mr. Trump raped her within the narrow technical meaning of that term in the New York Penal Code. If you go down a little bit, it says, as the court explained in its recent decision denying Mr. Trump's motion for a new trial on damages and other relief in the Carroll case, based on all of the evidence at trial and the jury's verdict as a whole, the jury's finding that Mr. Trump sexually abused Ms. Carroll implicitly determined that he forcibly penetrated her. In other words, that Mr. Trump in fact did rape Ms. Carroll, as that term commonly is used and understood in contexts outside of the New York penal law. So that just means that in New York legal jargon, they only use the term sexually abused. But in this case, I don't want to get too technical because it's like gets gross. But since she couldn't prove exactly what it was he penetrated her with, they couldn't call it rape in the legal jargon. But the judge has now said in two different rulings that, in fact, the jury did find that Trump raped E. Jean Carroll. And don't let him lie to you. For crap's sake. Also, very interesting, I think, what's going on with Mike Pence. I heard some talk saying that he has absolutely no chance. And I think that's fair. No chance of winning the primary. He's polling very low and Trump is polling very high and blah, 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 blah. But I said this Friday, too, but and I feel even stronger about it now because Pence has gotten stronger in his stance against Trump. He all of a sudden sounds like he's got a little bit of a backbone. I think he dipped his toe in the pool and he saw that it actually worked fairly well. Now, of course, still Republicans are calling him a traitor. Apparently they yelled at him in a parking lot where some place he was this weekend and called him a traitor. And that he's not upholding the Constitution, even though exactly the opposite is true. But he even stood up to those people, you know, some just regular Trumper Republicans. He stood up to them, too. So he is being strong all of a sudden. And I think he was waiting for a cue. You know, he didn't say these things back, you know, to the January 6th committee. He didn't say, you know, I mean, he's talking all strong now, but he wasn't talking strong about this before. And I think, again, it's because he thinks that Trump's not going to be in the primary. I think that it's really true. I really think Mike Pence thinks Trump is not going to make it to next summer. He's not going to be in the primary. And, of course, it's looking about 98% sure that DeSantis isn't going to make it to the primary either. I really think DeSantis is going to drop out before the end of this year. We got 2 weeks to wait for the debates. That's going to be something else. You know, who knows what could happen with the debates? maybe a new person could emerge. Vivek Ramaswamy, he's going to look good in the debates. And he's going to say what Trumpers want. I mean, he's going to look good to them, I should say. Except they hate brown people, and he's brown people. He's a brown person. So, and his name doesn't sound good to them. It doesn't sound like, you know, just Thompson or something. And so, yeah, the debates are going to be very interesting. You know, Nikki Haley might do okay in the debates, but she's a woman and a brown person. Chris Christie will definitely do extremely well in the debates, and he's going to eviscerate Trump, whether Trump shows up or not. But is his poll numbers going to go up? DeSantis is going to look like the dummy he is, and I think it's going to be a big part of him deciding to just drop out of the race. That and that he's spent all of his money already. And the race has barely started, and he had the biggest war chest, and he's already spent all of his money. The donors are scared to death of him now. They're like, oh, man, we made a big mistake with him. I gave him all my money, and he spent it, and he's looking like an idiot. He's making us all look like idiots. So with DeSantis gone and Trump gone, now you have a whole bunch of people who are polling very close to each other. One of them has to win the primary, right? I mean, things are changing so much. There's no money left in the Republican Party, both at the state and national level. Trump has spent all of his money. You know, can he afford even to keep flying around and do all these rallies? It looks like he's not going to be able to afford to do television ads. Especially from jail. I really think Pence thinks that Trump is not going to make it. And, of course, everybody thinks DeSantis is not going to make it. And that's why these people who are polling at, you know, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4 are staying in. And I think they're rightly so, thinking, you know, I don't know, I could push through. Mike Pence could push through. I don't agree with all the people who are saying he has absolutely no chance, because I don't think they're using their imagination here. Everyone's talking about this like it's all normal, but their front runner has been indicted multiple times and is very likely going to be convicted, possibly by May or earlier. Convicted on probably multiple things. Why is nobody considering that part of it? You know? And when we come back, too, we're going to talk about this Dean Phillips thing in the beginning of the next hour. And there's an article that talks about some polling and talks about things about Biden. And I just think that everybody's just still treating this like it's a normal situation. And I think a lot of this stuff, like you've heard me say before, is just, it's not the same this time. Everything is completely different. So we'll talk more about that when we come back for the second hour. You're listening to AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Todd Mickelson sitting in on the Matt McNeil Show for one more day here. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Radio show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show. And together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, it's Freddie Bell, host of New Beginnings, heard every Saturday at 11 a.m. right here on AM 950. Each week, I bring you timely information on finances, AARP updates, Minnesota Department of Health information, what's going on around our area, a spiritual message, my words to the wise, history notes, and more. So tune in this Saturday at 11 a.m.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.